Welcome back to Master Mindset Podcast, episode 118.
Ooh, we got a new year, new you. What's up, everyone? Hey, today's episode is going to help you set some clear goals and an action plan. The title of this episode is Attack the Target, Attract the Arrow. Let's go. T-Money, what's up, dude?
Doing well, you know, getting ready for the new year, setting new goals. How about you?
That's right. I'm doing fantastic. I'm just choosing to be an optimist. I'm choosing to thrive during these times. And it has been difficult at times. It's been challenging with managing the kids and work and home life and all this stuff. But hey, I'm blessed to be here. So, but we want to give you guys some tools and some tactics to be your best. Again, the intent of this podcast, Master Your Mindset, is to give you tools, resources to optimize the most important resource you have, and that is your mind, your mindset, your brain. Yeah. So a proven mental skill backed by a lot of science, T-Money, is the power of goal setting. So like most New Year's, some people decide, hey, what is my resolution? What's my vision? You know, we talk about telescope, microscope. So today is about giving you a clear target, and with the other end of that is a microscope, giving you some daily actions and a system to execute to be your best. And every year, T-Money, I come up with kind of like a word of the year, like a phrase, like a mantra of the year. And bro, do you have one for this year?
I mean, it's not completely narrowed in yet, but it's going to be centered around listening, because I really want to be like, that's somewhere I lack. So that's something I really want to work on. So something around listening, still trying to figure out the wording, but there you go. I know you have a good one.
I know I do. So usually during Christmas time, I do like a deep dive and to research different thought leaders and different topics and books and podcasts and courses. And one of the books I just devoured this month is the book by Matthew McConaughey, Green Lights. If you're listening to this podcast right now, I would even be okay if you pause the podcast right now and jump on Amazon and ordered Green Lights. And I would encourage you to order the audiobook, because you get to hear Matthew's voice. It's just unbelievable. All right. And here are a few quotes of his, like he said something to this effect, you know, cool doesn't try to be cool, it just is. And the other one he talked about is less impressed, more involved. But one thing he said that stopped me in my tracks when I listened to it is he says, the arrow doesn't find the target. The target attracts the arrow, like law of attraction, like your energy, like the vibe you put out, like having that clarity of like being authentic and knowing who you are, your values, and knowing what you want, and being in your lane, playing to your strengths, You're going to be a target that's going to attract awesome stuff. So that concept, T-Money, made me think about, I love that so much, but what if I played off of that concept and I'm not just going to be a target, I'm going to be an arrow also.
Yeah.
So my wording, my phrasing, my focus for 2021 is attack the target, attract the arrow.
Love it.
In that sequence, attack the target.
Yeah.
So instead of just waiting to receive, I'm going to have a bias for action and attack the target. Mm-hmm. But with this motion and with this action, there's this concept called the law of attraction. Thoughts become things, like attracts like. There's also this thing called the law of cause and effect.
Yeah.
For every, you know, action, there's, you know, a reaction of some kind. So I'm going to proactively be firing arrows, dude.
Yeah.
But I'm not just going to be aimlessly firing arrows. You can't have a target without an arrow. You can't have an arrow without a target.
Yeah.
So it's this marriage of, I'm going to pinpoint what I want, but I'm going to be an arrow.
Yeah.
So here's we have three things, team, for you today. We want to keep these trainings and this podcast short for you. We know you have a lot of stuff to do. Like watch, me and Baylor are watching Mandalorian. Let's go. Season 2. The first thing I want you to have, guys, do you have a one-word focus or like a mantra for 2021? That's step one. That's going to be critical for you. That's going to like inspire action. It's going to inspire movement. And what I did, T-Money, is I put a picture of a target and an arrow on my phone, and I have my focus locked in on my phone. Attack the arrow, attract the target, attack, attack, and attract. So that's step one. If you're taking notes, hopefully notes on your phone or a journal, like what's my one word focus or my vision for the year? And the second thing is, what is your target for 2021? Think of a target like three circles, you know, wide, getting tighter with the bullseye in the middle. So we want you to set three goals for this year, a smaller goal, a medium goal, and a big goal. That's going to be your target. And I stole this quote from Stephen Kotler. He is an expert in flow. I get an email from him every week. But he made a quote from Seneca today. And it's, if one does not know to which port one is sailing, no wind is favorable. So let's wake up and have intent, have purpose. Let's strive for something. This can help with motivation, with clarity. And put this thing on your phone. Put this on some sticky notes near your bed. Put it on your mirror. Like, have some intent with what you're doing this year. So that's the target. You have a focus. We like your one word focus. That's like your mantra. That's your, you know, whatever you need to do to stay motivated, to lock it in. The best focus on less, not more. And then let's get a target. Let's have something small, medium, and big you're going to strive for this year. Now, let's talk about being the arrow. And to steal from one of our favorite mindset coaches, Justin Sua, works with the Rays down in Tampa Bay, baseball, major leagues. He calls it your hit list. Think about a target. We're trying to hit something. We're trying to hit a target. Your hit list is highly important tasks. So T-Money, to you, to be a better listener, to be more patient, to be more present, if you were to say, okay, that's my target. Well, my arrow, I'm going to do these three things every day.
I think
I'm going to do these three actions.
Yeah. I think reading, like studying, learning from people who are good listeners. And also just doing the HA method every morning. Focusing on
that. I have, I am, I will. Let's go. I have, I am, I will. If you're learning, taking notes at home.
And then I think just like doing reflection. So doing some, like on top of doing my HA, doing the, like some meditation, to take some time to reflect and think about like how I'm doing, what I've been doing that's worked, what I've been doing that hasn't worked. So I think definitely some like reflection mixed in with I have, I am, I will, and reading.
That's it. Well, you get wisdom from others from within. So part of being a good listener is listen to yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you carve out time to be in stillness and to listen, to receive these ideas, these omens? These thoughts are going to help you attack and attract.
Yeah.
So hit list. So, and part of my game plan to be a target and an arrow for this year is I'm going to journal T-Money. How was I an arrow this week or today? Like, what actions did I do to get my target? But also, how was I a target today or this week?
Yeah.
What did I receive? Like gratitude. What did I receive in terms of the goals that I've hit, or people that reach out to me, or business goals that I got. So that's my kind of focus. I'm going to be a target and an arrow this year, but I have a way to lock in on what I want, actions to be an arrow, my hit list, you know, highly important tasks I'm going to do that day, but also document how was I an arrow today? How was I a target today?
Yeah.
What abundant things did I receive? So that's your challenge. Three things. What's your one word focus or mantra for the year? What targets are you going to hit? You know, small, medium, big. And in your hit list, think of actions you need to do and have a way to lock in your daily action, at least three actions you're going to do each day to attack and attract.
Yeah.
So let's go, guys. Come on.
Let's go.
Let's be an arrow and a target. Nothing happens by accident. Excellence is a choice. It's not by chance. Mm-hmm. But design a system, design these things you're going to do daily to just clarify your actions and your focus. Guys, we're so excited for you. We love you, care about you. So T-Money, signups, Success Lab are open.
Let's
Success Lab, a 4-week small group coaching platform where I'm going to coach you how to be your best. And we have a savings code 2021 success, save $100. It's in a new year. So why not grow in a small group? Why not have some coaching to really be an arrow and to be the target to receive abundantly? And I've had a lot of people in this class. We've had salespeople do it, you know, coaches, leaders, managers have got a ton of benefit from it. So we hope you have the same access. Once the seats are filled, shut it down. So T-Money, I am grateful for you, man.
Dude,
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
And I'm excited for what's ahead. But yeah. Guys, like this, subscribe, leave a comment, share this, you know, repost this. This might be a good, you know, some good structure for people that you work with, people that you go to school with in your family. What if you just as a group? Hey, what's your macho, your one word focus for the year? How are you? What's your targets? Three goals. And how are you going to be an arrow this year? What are habits that you're going to do? Your hit list, highly important tasks. Yeah. So T-Money, you know what to do. The body has limits,
but the mind is limitless.